Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Everybody, welcome to the show. I'm happy to say that it's a sunny Wednesday here on my ranch. We did have a big dump of snow over the weekend. Yeah, wasn't delighted. But we made the best of it, played in it, enjoyed it, because really, what else can you do? It was a little bit surprising, but we are, you know, pretty much ready for winter. So although the kids and I raced out and put away all our summer lawn furniture before it got too bogged down by snow. So, yeah, in a blizzard, and then I had to go bring my horses in, and they were all sassy in the blizzard. So pretty to watch, although a little annoying when you're trying to get something done. But that's okay. So, we had Thanksgiving weekend here in Canada on the weekend, and Thanksgiving is one of my favorites, probably because it's all about food and being grateful. We were hoping to go to my mom's house for Thanksgiving in Lethbridge, but it didn't work out, and then with the big dump of snow, there was more reasons than just one that it didn't work out. So, it was just my family. And so we still cook a big turkey and do all the fixings and then eat turkey for a lot of days, still eating turkey. And that's okay, too. Thanksgiving, for me, always brings up happy memories. And on this Thanksgiving, it was interesting. I kind of went on another one of those emotional journeys. Has that been happening to you? You know where it starts with the seed of a thought, and then you go here, and then you go someplace else with you and your mind, and you go on this whole emotional roller coaster journey. Well, it's a meditation is what you're doing, and things come up, and you become aware of them, and you can let them go, and it's like can happen in like 15 minutes, and you feel a little bit tired after because you're like, wow, that was interesting. That happened to me this weekend quite a bit. We're all becoming so much more sensitive, even people that don't want to. It's just how the shifting energies and the changes in our world, that's just what's happening. Can't stop it, so you may as well try to roll with it. I've noticed that patterns and ways of doing things that used to work before no longer work. And it's a bit of a learning curve. I just ground myself a lot and go with the flow of energy. And that has been successful. I do a lot of guided meditations because that is successful for me and for so many of my clients. Again, I know I say it all the time, but I am really, truly delighted be a hypnotherapist and be able to guide people on these journeys. It creates such profound changes, and it's subtle. So as I was reflecting back, one of the things that I'm always grateful for on Thanksgiving weekend is the fact that 17 years ago on Thanksgiving weekend, I had left an unhealthy marriage. And so I usually think about that on Thanksgiving. I had moved to Pincher Creek. This Alberta cowgirl had married a Montana cowboy, and it did not work out. And so Thanksgiving weekend 17 years ago, I moved back to Alberta, and I moved to Pincher Creek, southern Alberta. And, yeah, I still have friends, even though I haven't lived there in a long time, that are amazing. We still have this amazing connection because, you know, we helped each other through some pretty crazy stuff. And one of them, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Celeste. In case you're listening, my time there, I moved there purposely because I didn't know anybody. And I wanted to work through what had gone wrong and what had gone right. At the time, that was mostly about what had gone wrong, of course. And I look back to that time and how, man, we just brought out the worst in each other sometimes. Interestingly enough, when we were still dating, he proposed a few times. I never thought he was serious. Just said no, continued on. But this one time, I had just gone to a funeral of a college friend. His brother passed away in a very tragic accident. It was heartbreaking. Emotions were raw. When I got back home that evening, my ex-husband, then boyfriend, had called and chatted, and we were talking about some things, and, you know, and then he proposed again. And this time I said yes, because I thought, why not? Like, we get along well. I do love him. He loves me. What am I waiting for? And then, you know, we, after that day, like, we did talk about, like, are you serious? Like, are you sure? Because it was a few months before we actually got engaged. And here's the deal. We were spectacular together in crisis. Spectacular. We were good. And the way his world was, he didn't have a job he loved. He was trying to build something, and it wasn't working out. We were in crisis. In fact, after we got married, we didn't even live in the same house. I lived in a town about 45 minutes away because I was working, and rented a house. And so we were spectacular in crisis. We just were. And then we moved. Took a lot of talking on my part, and even though he realized it was the right thing, he didn't embrace change as well as I did, and that's reasonable. And we moved to another place. We were living in the Havre, Montana area, and working on a ranch and living there, and it was good for the first 2 years. We were building something. We were, you know, getting things organized, because it was about 6-8 months. We got married in November, and it wasn't until May that we moved there. So the first few months we didn't live together. So the next year and a half it was pretty good, and then it wasn't. I am a doer. You tell me your dream, I will try to help you make it happen. And that didn't work. That's where we brought out the worst in each other. He told me one day that he really would like, you know, to move to this other state. We had gone there for a wedding, and he really liked it. And he liked, you know, the land and the people. And he's like, we should try to make this happen. And I'm like, okay, on it. I had a job interview lined up. I had been communicating. I just had to go there. I was going to take the train and, you know, try to get the job, and then we would go with the next steps and try to move us with all our cows. And just when it was time to make the plan, I had the job interview lined up, pick a date. He said to me, well, how about you just do all this and go there, and when you're all settled and find us a ranch and everything, I'll come. Okay. Well, no. And that's when things started to crumble. That's when I had a big eye-opening on my role in our marriage. And naturally, I got upset by that. And I had to reevaluate. Because if where we were and what was going on was as good as it got, I could live with that. I could live with that, but you can't talk big dreams to me then. Because if you're not going to actively pursue it, I don't want to hear about it. Because I'm a doer. I that's just who I am. And that's when things really started. And I realized that I just brought out his insecurities because he didn't like change as well. And then after that, it was like, well, I want to go to horseshoeing school. I'm going to go live in Billings, Montana for, you know, 4 months, and you just stay here and take care of everything. Well, I can't do your job or the three jobs I have in town all at the same time. Like, that's not going to work. So if you really want to do this, let's try to figure out a better way. And he just got mad at that. I'm like, okay, I need to just shut up. And then, I don't know. Again, it just got unhealthy from there. We just ended up wanting different things and different approaches to life. Now, not to say that we didn't have some great times and there wasn't a lot of love there, but then it became too much the other way. Now, interestingly enough, as I was reflecting this weekend, I realized it was a funeral that started that I said yes to marrying him. It was also a funeral where I realized I was done, really done. I had worked with in this farm equipment company, and some of the guys I worked with there, one of them passed away tragically and unexpectedly, and I wanted to go to the funeral, of course, because it was, you know, someone that I had worked with for a few years, and we were friends. And he blew up. Had a reaction that didn't really fit the situation because I knew it wasn't about this person and attending this event. It was about me and how he felt about me. Because if he wasn't capable of supporting me in something like this, then I was foolish. And even the people he worked for kind of got, like, surprised by his reaction and told him he needed to go with me to this funeral, which, you know, hindsight, that probably tipped him over the edge, right? Again, it's no one's fault. It's just we ended up, as we grew as people and evolved, we no longer matched. Again, we were only good in crisis at the beginning, and then after that, turning point. And so it was a funeral. He did come with me, and I was hoping, you know, that it would be okay. It was. But it was a huge slap in my face. Never mind that one time I flew off my horse and hit a railroad tie in the head. I still didn't get that maybe I needed to make some changes. Yeah. So that funeral was, you know, in August 1999. And by, you know, October 10th, Thanksgiving, I was moved, gone, done. I do think he's happier without me because, you know what, you can't treat someone the way he was treating me and still, like, you can love them, but you don't like them. That's where I got. I didn't like them. I didn't. And too many things had happened that I had overlooked and made excuses for, and I was done. Now, I got accused of all sorts of things. I, you know, was having an affair and blah, 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 which I wasn't. I left for me. And so it does put me in a good position to, you know, counsel people that are going through these types of things because been there, did that. But when you have some time and space and distance and you look back at your patterns, you learn such valuable things about yourself. Kind of amazing. You know? Kind of amazing. I could see my patterns. I could see where I acted completely immature, completely reactionary. You can't say that to me. Like, we just brought out the worst in each other. We just did. I don't regret it, though. I don't. Because one of the big, I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving, basically. Because something will happen now that will kind of flash me back to something that happened back then, and I'll understand it better. Does that make sense? Like an energy of a situation. And I have to say that I don't react the same. I feel I react from a more stable, grounded place. He still goes to my website. He still stalks me. I know every time he does. Hope he listens to these and realizes that I know, and maybe he'll stop. I mean, move on, man. I don't think he's stalking me because he cares. I think he's hoping, I don't know, maybe that my life is terrible, or I don't know, or it's like a taboo, you know? I really shouldn't, but I can't help myself. I mean, we're human, and I know when he does. You know what, though? 8 years ago when I first started this business online, and he would go there, and I would see it. I felt gross. I felt a little violated. But it gave me a beautiful opportunity to work through that. Why do I care if he goes? It's another hit on my website. Thanks for making my numbers better, right? It's all about perspective. Now, I feel there's lots of ending energy. Now, I'm a 9 life path, so part of that is just my journey this time. So a 9 life path, I am clearing up karmic debts. I'm letting go of things. Because it's been interesting with people. Somebody came back into my life a few years ago that I had felt unfinished business with. It was a best friend from a time period of time. And when she came back in my life, it was good until it wasn't. We just weren't the same people. And I'm happy about that. When we were no longer talking, I didn't feel like I lost something. I just felt like we had both grown enough in different directions that this is how it was supposed to happen. That's happened to quite a few people in the last 3 years, 4 years, yeah, that it's just like karmic debts being completed, and we're just growing in different directions, and we no longer need each other. It seems weird, and it can be very emotional, but when you can work through it and you don't get a choice, the insights you get when you get to have some distance and perspective on it are invaluable. Now, we can look back on our experiences with regret and say, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Or I really wish, you know, that I made this other choice at that time. We're human. Of course we can do that. But giving it too much energy and staying stuck there is self-sabotage. Because you can't actually change it. You can change how you feel about it, though. Again, through meditation. I still do it, actually. I love a before I go to sleep meditation. I'm very visual. So I can create, I've dreamt whole storylines and books. And if I could just put into words on paper the energy of it all, it would probably be a bestseller. And so because I have that ability, I do a before I go to sleep meditation sometimes where I change how I feel about something. So if I have a regret, I will go and I will go through the whole thing and I will change the outcome just so I can change how I feel about it. Because regret can make us stuck. And, you know, there's a good chance that if you ask the ex-husband, he would regret ever marrying me. And maybe that's why he still checks my website and stalks me. Because he's stuck a little bit there. He should just let it go. It would be good for him. But that's not how it's going right now. So this, sorry, my phone is beeping. I'm popular this morning, so I just have to pause. Okay. So the before you go to sleep, change how you feel about things meditation. So you just get in that comfy spot and just daydream it. Daydream the whole thing with the outcome that you liked. But I will tell you this. I know I've mentioned the show Being Erica before. If you find it on Netflix, watch it. If you are someone who has a lot of regrets and just is a bit stuck on your regrets, go watch that series. She gets the opportunity to time travel through therapy and change her regrets. The interesting thing is it changes the regret, but the outcome is always the same. It just may take a different path. So say you always wished you would have went to university after high school. So what if you did, but you end up the very same space as you are right now? What if it just puts you on a different path or road, but you end up in the same place? Does that change your regret? I find this fascinating, completely fascinating. There's a new show on. I just watched the pilot last night. It's been on for, 3 weeks or so. It's called Timeless, and it's about time travel and changing things. If this interests you, you watch it. It was really fascinating. I don't want to give you any spoilers, though. So when you reflect back on your life, the things that you may regret, look for the lessons. Reflect on the lessons because it's truly helped you become who you are today. Now, if you don't like who you are, you need to change that perspective. I guarantee you, you are amazing. You just may not be able to see it because you're stuck in that energy. It's time to let it go. Our world is rapidly shifting, changing, and we can't control it like we used to be able to. It just doesn't happen that way anymore. Predicting patterns and outcomes is like, wow, it's not easy right now. Things are changing in a second. You can go on a whole emotional roller coaster journey in 15 minutes just with your thoughts and come out better for it. That's crazy, crazy cool, but crazy. I just find that things that had a certain pattern to them and energy, it's all shifting and changing. And we are shifting and changing with it. We don't get a choice. I find that when something upsets me right now, I get over it quick. I can start the day off feeling a certain way. Yesterday, I felt like edgy and overwhelmed. I didn't sleep the night before. But by 10 o'clock, I felt great. Actually, probably 9 o'clock, because I was teaching yesterday, tutoring a class. I felt great. I didn't have that same energy anymore. It's like things can change in an instant with your thoughts. Ground yourself into the energy of the earth. Grab a crystal, tourmaline, smoky quartz, anything like that, and just be for a few moments, and it will change. rapid changes. Patterns, belief systems, thoughts are changing quickly, and we need to catch up. Sometimes it's hard to keep up, and so you need that retreat and self-care day. Part of what's going on is learning and experiencing not to take things so personally. Huge challenge. But you need to maybe put yourself in the other person's shoes. Chances are they don't mean it personally. And also, when they realize that you took it personally, they may not be in a space to address that. They may not be strong enough. They may not be self-aware enough. And let's apply this to ourselves. We may offend somebody, and we may not even realize it. We may not be strong enough to apologize. We may not be self-aware enough to realize apology would be helpful in a situation. It's not a one-way street. And you just have to figure your own self out and move forward. I'm doing a series of talks on building self-confidence for some moms groups coming up, and I'm pretty excited by that because if we can build our self-confidence and our self-esteem and know who we are, we can navigate these channels with a grace that we may not have previously had in our toolbox. I've decided to choose grace. Some people have done some things and it wasn't pleasant. And instead of fighting back or calling them out on it, I've chosen grace to just let it go, be polite, respectful, courteous, and graceful. Part of it is I just don't have the energy to start a fight. It doesn't matter to me enough. I would rather disengage and just be graceful because I'm happy with me. Doesn't mean we're perfect. Doesn't mean we won't react in ways we wish we wouldn't. But it is a good time to learn things about yourself. This whole reflection I did on the weekend was, wow. You know, like I said, it only happened in about 15 minutes, and it gave me such valuable insights because I'm choosing to react differently. I've done work on myself, though. I've done a lot of, you know, self-awareness, self-confidence, self-esteem so that I can react from a place that I feel comfortable with. It's made me a lot less feisty. Except for when chasing bulls. Yep, I'm still feisty then. Mm-hmm. I feel like, though, when they behave badly, that they're doing the community a service because I'm swearing at them and venting any frustrations out at them, and they don't care. They truly do not care. And so, you know, nobody else has to deal with me. They were behaving badly. Yes. A lot of swearing happened. Yes. And that's okay. I think it was last Wednesday. Oh, great. And it's Wednesday. The last two Wednesdays after radio show, I've had cows and bulls behaving badly. Let's break that pattern. They're going to behave well today. Let's put that out there. Got that? Nice. And before I forget, the fencing is all done. I no longer have to deal with a fencing crew. Yay! It has relieved a lot of the stress I was feeling. Especially now that it snowed. Yeah. Yep, all gone, done. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah, can't even tell you how much gratitude I have about that. Now, if that other horse project would get sorted out, I'm good. good to go. But I guess these challenges are what keeps us on our toes, right? It's an ongoing process to learn more about ourselves, to navigate this world, to know that sometimes being graceful is not going to happen. It's a big old juggling act, because sometimes you have to fight back and sometimes you don't. Knowing when, right? I hope my cows don't behave badly today. We have a big cow weekend coming up because it's calf shipping time, where we sell the calves and pay our mortgage. Yay! It's the payoff for the whole year of work. Seems kind of crazy, but that's the way it rolls. It's all such a big gamble. But I do love it. I do. Now, I do want to do, we're not going to do the chakra cleanse, so if you needed one, go back to last week's show and about the last 20 minutes. If you fast forward to there, you can have the chakra cleanse. But because things have been upheaved, swirly, weird energies in everybody's world the last little while, I want to do a stress relief journey with you. I love this one. And if you send me some juju to get my act together, maybe after cow weekend when things settle down, I need to record these meditations and put them for sale on my website. Okay, so we're going to do a secret garden journey, and it's completely for stress relief. I know, doesn't it just make you go, oh yeah, I could use that. Yeah, okay. So let's do this. Now I'm just going to set the energy that nobody calls me during this. I feel popular today, but you know. We'll see how it goes. Okay. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. Becoming aware of breathing. Just notice it. For a few moments, take these moments to gently focus on your breath. Then let's take three big deep breaths as deeply as possible, beginning to release and then letting go. As the normal, natural breathing begins occurring, imagine a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around. Wafting around head, neck, and shoulders. And with every breath, as the breeze continues, to move gently around. There's a gently and easily releasing and letting go feeling going on. Becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across the upper back and circling around through the chest. A warm and nurturing feeling as the breeze continues to comfort down both arms, hands, and fingers, releasing and letting go. And with every breath taken, perhaps there may begin to be some wondering. Is it a breathing of the breeze, or is the breeze breathing me? With every breath, the breeze continues circling around through the mid-back and around through the solar plexus. Every breath drifting deeper now. The gentle sensations of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through the belly, releasing and letting go. Becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. The breeze continues moving around thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and around through the feet, now and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease, being at one with the breeze, and the breeze still gently, easily moving all around and all through, so that at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deeply, deeply relaxed. Deeply relaxed. In calm comfort and knowing the imagination door is already open now. Suppose there was such a thing as a garden that was a secret, safe haven for someone. Only they knew it was there. Now that could be interesting. Especially if that someone had the only key to get into the secret garden. And what might that be like? Having a key to a secret garden. Thinking about it could offer some imagining and wondering, like what it might be like there, how it might feel to be comfortable in the center of it all, where no one could interrupt, just private, alone time, space in beauty and tranquility. Naturally, thinking about all this causes the senses to wander. The garden begins to take shape and form as imagining what could be there. When the key is found, somewhere in a pocket or somewhere around the garden gate. Where's the key? Now that you have the key, insert it into the lock. And now, with one click, everything seems to come alive. Freely, it all arises. Senses are heightened. To imagine and allow for images that form a sense of a circular labyrinth path to the center of the garden. What's it like there? Moving through the garden on the path. How might that go? Taking some time to breathe in deeper comfort now, because at some point, at the center of the garden, what sort of availability might possibly be there to recline, stretch out, and take it all in? How might this happen? Now, at the center of the secret garden, what else seems important to be aware of? Let your imagination wander. It's been said that silence is golden, and by being present to it, perhaps a gift of some kind might be revealed in this silence. And now, whatever has come at this time, contemplate it a bit. And then, when ready, let the images go for now. Perhaps more may come later. In a dream at night, or just suddenly springing into mind during conscious, outer, awake life. And with a positive expectation now, give yourself a nice breath in. We begin to come up and out at zero to reinforce the positives from this journey, at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release, two, becoming aware of where you are, three, a wonderful sense of well-being, four, more alert and wide awake, and now five, eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake, and alert, and say your name out loud. I really like that stress relief journey. So when you do these journeys with me, you get a choice on whether you speak what you see, hear, feel out loud, or you just keep it to yourself. Some people really respond to the silent journey where they just do their thing, and then we can discuss it after or not. They're personal. If you want to share, because sharing will often give you more insight, but you don't have to. personal. That's why it's so beautifully amazing. So beautifully amazing. So with all this crazy energy, I do want to touch on grounding yourself like I talked about. And I want you to take the time to appreciate the good things in your life. Seriously, start small. Every morning, three things you're grateful for. That first cup of coffee, breakfast, being able to step outside and breathe in fresh air, whatever it is. Being able to look out a window and see a view that makes you smile. Being able to walk to work. Being able to live in a city whose energy makes you happy. Being able to live not in a city, on a ranch that makes me very happy. Whatever it is, get into this habit right now of practicing daily gratitude. Three things you're grateful for. Only do three, otherwise you put too much pressure on yourself. Because here's the deal. There's such upheaval energies right now. Things are rapidly changing, and we have no control over that. But we can control how we personally react. And I'm sure you would agree that you would like to react in a calm, peaceful manner sometimes instead of a reactionary, how dare you? How could this be happening? Because it is happening. That we can't change. It is happening. But we can change how we react to these things. I'm proof that it works. When I reflect back on who I was 17 years ago when I left that unhealthy marriage compared to who I am right now, I'm way more peaceful, way happier. It doesn't mean that life doesn't throw challenges at me, because it certainly does. But I react differently. My life is more peaceful. I've learned how to disengage and walk away when appropriate. And that was the big thing that taught me, because it was the hardest thing that I had ever done. Because you have to let go of this whole future you thought was going to happen. How you thought your life was going to be completely changes. And you have to take the time to acknowledge and grieve that. It takes a big bravery. It was worth it for me. It's not the right path for everybody, because it wasn't pleasant. But some great things came out of it. Great things. We all want to strive to be a better or a version of ourselves that we can be proud of, that we can feel good about, and that takes work. It takes self-awareness. I'm fully willing to admit when I'm completely wrong and acting like a less than stellar human being. I've learned the art of a good apology. I've been reactionary. Even when you get to this space, it does not mean you're perfect. But it means that you accept that you are imperfect. It's all a part of being a human. We're going to say things, we're going to do things that we wish we didn't. But you do realize that in that moment, that's exactly how you felt. There's a reason why in that moment you reacted the way that you did. There's always a reason. In getting to this little more graceful, peaceful place, you can say, yeah, I am sorry. You know, I was overwhelmed with a bunch of stuff, and I took it out on you. I've had people say that to me without the I'm sorry. What do you guys think about that? So if someone lashes out at you and kind of starts a fight, and you don't react, you just say, hey, sorry, this is how you took it. Nope, sorry. See, I'm Canadian. We say sorry all the time. Okay, they lash out at you. Then they say to you, look, I was feeling overwhelmed, and, you know, that just hit me wrong. But they don't apologize. How does that make you feel? Now, here's the thing. I'm Canadian, so I expect the apology. It is one of my expectations. Mm-hmm. I know this about myself, but I also know that not everybody is in that same space. And that's been something I've had to work on and work out in my own energy. I won't always get the apology. Even if I would give it in the situation, it doesn't mean you'll get it back. And that's not necessarily personal, could be. But it's easier to digest if you don't take it personally and realize it's just where the other person is at. And then go find something joyful to do, right, to shake off that energy. What are the things that truly create joy in your world? And I'm talking like real joy. Like that you just smile even if you're not aware that you're smiling, or you can't help but smile when you're doing it, or when you're, you know, experiencing something. A really great song, a really great movie, a walk, and you come across a really great tree. Whatever it is, what is it for you? That's important to know. We're in the process of simplifying whether we want to or not. And finding joy in the simple things is going to create more of it in your life. We're so complicated, aren't we? We are so complicated. So complicated. Pay attention to your energy. Okay, so here's an example. So I've done this radio show for 5 years. I know, right? The last two or so has been Wednesday mornings. Yet, actually, my mom was one of the ones that did it all the time, and now I phone her before radio show on Wednesdays and just touch base so she doesn't call me during the show. So people call me during the show. Everybody knows I do it, but they forget what day it is, whatever it is, right? So I get to choose how to react. I could snarl and say, ugh, how come they don't respect me enough to know that I have a show every Wednesday morning? Why can't they just remember? Why aren't they thinking about me? Blah, 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 blah. See? And see how that inner chatter goes? Nee, 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 nee. That's how we do it, right? Or I can just keep talking on the show and say, hang on, my phone's going to beep because people, I'm popular today. It's all about perspective and choosing gracefulness, right? What did I do today? I said, hey, I'm popular. I got like 3 phone calls during the show. It was a long weekend in Canada. They were all Canadian. They probably think today's Tuesday. It's all good. They're not doing it to be rude. But I bet all of them that remember are going to be like, oh, Shannon, I'm so sorry. When you get to that energy of peace and grace and self-awareness, you automatically will treat other people better. You'll also treat yourself better. Isn't that a delicious consequence? It's true. We are cool that way. Well, my friends, I am going to sign off a little bit early since I'm so popular today. I have some business to take care of. I better go check the cows because every Wednesday they feel like I need to bond with them. Maybe I should go put a bale on the truck and feed them early or something just so they can, you know, enjoy their Shannon time without creating havoc. Hey, maybe that's an option. You'll find out next week, won't you, on the ongoing saga of today on the ranch. Oh, I love my cows. They create joy. They make me smile. Oh, and I want to tell you that Athena's baby, Marbles, is doing fabulous. Watching her race around the pasture makes me smile every time. I'll have to get an up-to-date picture and put it on my Facebook page for you all. Well, I'm going to wish you a fabulous rest of the week. And don't forget, you can always come back to the stress relief journey. I did it at about the 35-minute mark, right around there, so you can always come back and listen to it again. If you need to pause it to take your time, it's all good. If you want to do a stress relief guided meditation personally with me, just let me know. I will eventually get them recorded. It probably won't happen until 2017 because, oh my goodness, it's not that far away. The thing is, my life is good. It's busy. And so I don't get to everything, and I've had to accept that gracefully. It's just how it is. So have a good rest of the week, and see you next week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.